We join now on Proper Boxing by the Leeds Warrior, Josh Warrington. How are you doing, Josh?
I'm very well. Very well, thank you, Sam.
Good.
Nice to speak to you.
Good, good to hear from you, mate. And well, lots going on. Frank Warren, of course, now your new promoter. Signed with him at the back end of 2016. They had this big press conference yesterday unveiling the new season for BT Sport. Your fight announced, but also that another Leeds fighter joining the pro ranks in Nicola Adams. Get your reaction to Nicola joining the team.
Well, first of all, it's good to be back. Looking forward to that day. It's what we announced yesterday, May 13th. And yeah, it's going to be even better, more so with Nicola joining the team as well. You know, for the last couple of years, it's just been myself headlining the shows and not really supported by any other Leeds boxing talent, even though there is plenty out there. I mean, some of that what I've been saying for a long time, let's make it, you know, a Leeds full show with all Leeds fighters on there. But, you know, it's good that I can be joined by with someone like Nicola, you know, someone with who's very credible, done absolutely everything there is to do in amateur boxing, and she's the first woman in boxing, so it's exciting, and I think it'll bring a lot more neutral fans to the crazy nights.
You're already close to selling out the Leeds Arena. It's going to be difficult to get a ticket now.
Yeah, like I say, you know, there's going to be a lot there who supported Nicola through her amateur career and through the Olympics, and they're going to want to come and support her at the Leeds Arena. Obviously, they'll be in for a shot when they see the noise and the atmosphere and stuff, but it'll be good to get some more, some probably more new boxing fans down there and let them have a taste of what it's all about.
You mentioned, obviously, Nicola joining now, and you've carried the flag, really. Have you felt that kind of pressure over the last couple of years that you've been the man, that the flag bearer for Leeds boxing?
Yeah, but I've enjoyed that pressure. You know, I've made no doubt about it. I've enjoyed that pressure because I've often said in interviews that I've always wanted to put Leeds on the map in terms of boxing. You know, wanted to headline the shows there and make Leeds a noticeable boxing city. So I've enjoyed taking that pressure. But it's nice now that someone is behind us, helping us carry the flag and making Leeds a big boxing city.
Josh, Paul Silkes-Jones here, along with Sam Bridges. Just asking you, now, do you see 2017, do you see Josh Warrington breaking through finally for that world title shot?
Yeah, nice to speak to you, Paul. Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I mean, been a little bit frustrated over the last year or so. You know, I had the first half of last year were really tough. You know, I boxed Damagassi in a real tough fight, boxed Patrick Ireland, put a real good performance in.
Yeah.
I went away, got married, obviously that was well documented for wrong reasons in the media and whatnot, about fights falling through. But then I come back from that, I was straight into the gym. I was looking to have finished the year with a big fight and possibly try to rearrange the Lee Selby one, and it never came about. Then I got promised a few dates, what never happened, and I just got passed backwards and forwards between these shows, and I felt a little bit frustrated by the end of 2016, and then I ended up getting a little injury, so I couldn't really train over Christmas and stuff. So, but I'm back fit now and back in training, and I'm more hungry than ever, and especially sorting out this new promotion deal. I feel like you know, it's the new stage of my chapter, and you know, I'm ready to take this year by storm. Definitely want to be looking at a world title by end of 2017.
I mean, the good thing is Frank Warren's got a lot of dates and you want to be active. So do you see yourself fighting away from Leeds this year?
If that means that I can be out fighting, then yeah, I'm more than happy to do so. You know, obviously I like fighting at Leeds because we generate good support and people like to see us out there, and it's always a good event. But make no mistakes about it, I'm happy to go wherever to fight. You know, as long as I'm keeping active this year, I'll travel, and I've did that, you know, for majority of my first part of my career. So, don't mind going away, don't mind traveling abroad. So yeah, I'm happy to do that. But I want to go where the big fights are. I want big fights this year. I want some fights where I'm going to test me and, like I say, hopefully get a world title.
As far as training goes, how's your training been going? Are you going to be doing anything different this season, or is your training always good enough how it's been?
Yeah, we always train hard. I think that's one of it. When you look at the fights and people often say you've got a brilliant engine, that's because it's what we do behind closed doors. I work my backside off in gym. I'll leave no stone unturned, and after every fight, I'm constantly more eager to train even harder and be more fitter and stronger and faster. So I'm never satisfied with any of my performances after the fight. I always want to go back to gym and work on somewhere else. So I'm constantly learning. But I think over the next year, I think we'll want to be travelling in terms of going to America, getting some tougher sparring over there, travelling around the gyms and just getting a bit of different experience. So that is something we'll be looking to do.
You mentioned about moving on, obviously, and signing this new deal with Frank Warren. The way things ended at the end of 2016 with Matchroom, do you feel that you went as far as you could under Eddie? What was the defining reason that prompted this move?
First of all, I'll start by saying there was no bad feeling there whatsoever when we departed. But I will say that, looking out for our best interests were to move on. You know, my contracts were coming up to an end. You listen to other people who want you to, or who want to be working with you. We spoke to a few different promoters, and Frank was very, very enthusiastic about taking us forward, about getting the world title, about getting Ellen Road and making a big show there happening. And I think towards back end, Eddie's got a lot of fighters going on. You know, at times he couldn't confirm dates with us. And, when we're at a stage of fighting for a world title, we need to be out active and we need to know what the plan of action is. So, things went a little bit sour as in terms of getting dates and stuff at end of year, at end of my Matchroom contracts. But, we got that. We left on good terms, like I say, and it's all about just going forward now and getting the big fights ahead.
And obviously the Lee Selby thing was kind of something that's followed you around really over the last 18 months, 2 years. Obviously, you both wanted the fight, but now under Frank, do you feel like you can kind of concentrate a bit more on yourself and just concentrate on getting the world title shot rather than just being a name attached to it all the time?
Yeah, I think that was somewhat frustrating for a while, it was just anything that, anybody who was boxing, it was always getting compared to Lee Selby and, when's this fight going to be happening, that's all that seems to get drummed up. All I want to do is fight for the world title now, I just want to win the world title. And listen, we're frank, the world title with Lee Selby can still happen. I know he's come out recently saying he's interested in fighting Carl Frampton. The Carl Frampton fights this weekend against Santa Cruz, and I'll be going over to that and keeping a close eye on it. But I've got to get myself into mandatory position or at least win a world title and start mixing it amongst them names. I'm hungry as ever to be amongst them names, and I think I'm more than capable of beating them both. So yeah, Frank's eager to do the same thing, and he shares the same thoughts and the same vision as we do. So, it's going to be exciting this year. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, getting back in May the 13th, Marco McCullough, the opponent. So just looking forward to getting back in the ring.
Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised to see that actually yesterday, because that was the first I've heard of it myself. I'm not 100% sure if that is going to be the actual fight on the May 13th. I think I was still in negotiations as they announced it yesterday, but we'll see what happens. But I'm just looking forward to being back out in May. It felt like forever since I last boxed. It'd be nearly 10 months, which is a very long time to be out. So Paul will tell you himself, you've got to be out regular and active to you get momentum, and you want to build on that momentum. It's just like a footballer. Was injured, an injury, and he's out for a long time. When he first comes back, he's you know, he might practice on training pitch, but his touch might be a bit out on his first match and might just, you know, lack a little bit of pace or whatever. And I want to just get back in there and shake off any ring rust what I've had and, you know, get the momentum building again and get on the world title charge.
Josh, away from boxing now, what do you do for your hobbies? What's your outlet? Most boxers have an outlet. What's your outlet?
I get fat.
Like a lot of boxers then.
Yeah, I eat a lot of food. No, I just like to spend time with my friends and family. I'm one of them where I can't really sit around, so I'm constantly trying to do play another sport. Yeah. I think my shed's full of golf clubs, tennis rackets, footballs. You know, I try different things like that. And like I say, just get myself out and about. Try and always think of different business ventures I can get put my time into. So I'm always constantly doing something, but it's never something to just one thing. Like recently, I've just learned to play guitar, so I always try to keep my time busy.
And of course, one of your other loves, Leeds United. They're doing all right at the minute.
Doing brilliant, and that's what a lot of people have been missing the boxing for. Because you know, normally when they come to shows, it's they've been to match and we haven't been doing too well, and it's like, oh, we'll go to the arena, Josh will cheer us up, but whilst they've got the buzz on the pitch, we might as well take that buzz to the arena as well. And you know, I've said it many times this year. If Leeds got promoted and I want to win a world title, then the parties in Leeds going on for weeks and weeks. And you know, when Leeds United are playing well, there's a good buzz around the city. You know, everyone's even old lads and that seem to have a bit of a chirp on the, you know, chip on the shoulder and a big smile on the face, and like I say, a good vibe. So top that off with me winning a world title, that'd be a perfect year.
Indeed. Did you say you're off to Vegas this weekend?
Yes, mate. Going over to Vegas. Gonna, like I say, go watch. I've never been over, and I just want to get a feel of what it's like when there's a, you know, big world title fight going on over there. Obviously, you know, that's where the big fights are happening at this moment. And it'd be nice to go out to see, obviously, see, you know, Selby in action and Frampton in action. So, yeah, going along a little scouting mission.
Get yourself in that ring after Selby's fight. You're going to be crashing.
Yeah, I might just do like a Tony Bellew, David Ayres, start chomping from ringside, start shouting, "Let's go, champ!"
yeah, but obviously, an ambition to fight at Ellen Road for a world title, but getting over to Vegas for a big fight as well, is that an ambition?
Yeah. I mean, you know, rewind to September last year, I think we was in talks of fighting at, you know, getting the Selby fight made for December. And in my head, a perfect scenario would have been fighting Selby at the arena, beating him, and then fighting someone like Carl Sampson at Ellen Road in June, and then after that, going on to Vegas and taking all the Leeds nutters over there into somewhere like the MGM Grand. But, you know, obviously, I never got the fight made again with Selby, so I've just got to start again, get the momentum building again and put myself in a position. But listen, them two guys aren't the only world champions. You know, there's Gary Russell Jr. in WBC, and I'm highly ranked in WBC. You know, that's a shot that could happen. And there's Oscar Valdez in WBO, which he's a brilliant fighter, but his last couple of fights, he hasn't looked brilliant. And I think, you know, given the opportunity, I'm capable of beating him as well. You know, I still think I haven't shown my true potential on the nights of the arena, and I've not really struggled having to get the wins. So, you know, there's still plenty left in the tank, and I want to get one of these big names and show what I am capable of doing.
We'll pencil that Vegas trip in for 2018. Josh, thanks very much for joining us, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Nice one. Good.